This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Stop auto. Very quick question. Kyle, how are you feeling?
I'm doing really good, Vince. I had two little thoughts on the news and also on our last hour. Real quick, before we jump into the automotive is fine. But so, folks, I have... And this is just an idea, Vince. You go through so much oil that, and you're a really smart guy. I think I would be trying to, if you haven't already thought of this, which you probably have, I know you, figure out a way to refine and take the particulates out of used diesel engine oil to be able to, reuse it. There's just got to be a way to do that. There's got to be a way to do that. The grease is kind of a non-negotiable item. You've got to have grease, and I agree with you. If you can buy that by the tub or by the 55-gallon barrel, I'd be buying it. But I would think there is a way to somehow be able to take that motor oil and refine it, take the particulates and carbon out of it, and then reuse it. And then the next thought that I had is just as we were thinking about the inflation and diamond and saying, you know, prepare for an economic storm, I got to thinking about something. So if people are sitting on, you know, say you either any which way you get it, whether you've got a retirement and you're sitting on $200,000, $300,000 or $1 million or something like that, or you pull it out of your home, or you refinance it, whatever it is, however you come up with money. Just imagine what that's going to look like if all of a sudden the United States has to print $1 million bills or $100,000 bills just to be able to buy your groceries for the week. All of a sudden, the things that you thought you had and all of the time and years that you put into either building your house and then you refinance it and put a bunch of cash in your hand, or you put money into a retirement forever and ever and ever. And all of a sudden, all of that time is basically nullified. So the only thing that's going to be worth anything is what sustains your life. And that's what you better be prepared for. Because things are going to be worth more than paper really, really, really soon. Your thoughts, Vince?
Okay, you're absolutely right on the money. And, class, if I had $1.59... 2 years ago, I said, no, I'll just get that $1.59, or I bought a tube of grease with it and spent that $1.59, where am I better off, with the $1.59 or the tube of grease? The tube of grease is now $7.99. Okay? That's one of the points that Kyle's making. So he's talking about inflation. Class, I said over 2 years ago that we will be experiencing hyperinflation. People thought I was out of my mind. And if you look at the government statistics right now, you'll see that inflation is 8.3%. That's nonsense. Absolute nonsense. It's darn close to 100%. They lie. That's all they know how to do, is lie. So For example, gasoline's doubled, diesel's doubled, grease is way more than doubled. Meat's going up. Everything that you need, N-E-E-D, not want, need, is going up. Things that, you know, would be nice to have, electronics, they're not going up so much. But things that you absolutely need are getting very, very expensive. Hyperinflation is here. Okay. That being said, nonstop automotive tips. Chapter 15, Using the Family Car, which is lessons number 266 through lessons 333. We've covered some of these last week with Kyle, but here we go. Lesson number 268, the windows. Okay. Need to wash the windows inside and outside the vehicle. And what happens is the air that comes through the heating and ventilation system, that is the exhaust of the car in front of you. You get to breathe that. It's the trucks in front of you. It's all the vehicles that have been in front of you. And those particulates in the air stick to the inside of the windshield and all the other windows. Need to wash the windows once a week, inside and out. Now, some people, you know, take meticulous care of their vehicles. I'm talking about people who use their vehicles, okay? You need to wash the windshield and the mirrors inside and out once a week. That's what we do. Except we wash the outside of the windshield whenever we use the vehicle for, you know, more than just going to town. If we think there's the remote possibility of turning the windshield wipers on, we wash the windshield and the windshield wipers because we know that the grit that's attached to the windshield that slides down and lands on the windshield wiper edge, the tips of the wipers, will scratch the windshields. Now, that being said, how many windshields have chips in them? Almost 100%, right? Almost 100% of the windshields that are out there have either small, little tiny chips from things that fly through the air, stones, gravel. Some of them have big, big cracks. Well, this is going into a little bit of the repair section of the book. For about $5, you can buy a windshield repair kit on eBay. As low as, I think, $3 and change. Shipped. And it comes with a little bottle of windshield repair chemical. It's a liquid. Kind of like super glue. You don't want to breathe it. You don't want to get it on your fingers. You don't want to touch it. You want to wear gloves, you know, that will protect your hands when you use this. And you want to do it outside. First, you wash the windshield. You get all the debris off it. And you look from different angles and you'll see lots of little chips. And it comes with this small vial, very tiny vial, of windshield repair fluid. And you put just one drop, less than a drop, right on the crack or the chip. And there's a plastic lens that's the size of a large postage stamp. And you put that right over, immediately over that liquid. And that will spread that liquid out from the size of a portion of a drop to the size of a dime or a nickel. And the windshield must face the sun. And within about 15 minutes, that crack is filled and cured by the ultraviolet light passing through this plastic sheet lens that's the size of a large postage stamp. That's it. You peel those pieces of plastic off, and you take a single-edge razor blade that usually comes with the kit, and you scrape off the excess. It's fixed. Now, what does that do? That prevents that little tiny chip from becoming a windshield crack that will prevent you from passing inspection. And you can fix larger star-type cracks with these kits as well. And it works. Now, how many repairs can you get out of one of these little vials of fluid? I don't know. I'm thinking 60, 70, 80. Literally. Now, all you have to do is make sure that the liquid doesn't volatilize and put the cap on immediately. You know how people work with magic markers at the board and they have these dry erasable markers and they hold them in their hands and everybody's choking from the fumes because they don't put the caps back on right away? Well, if you use it and put the cap back on immediately after you finish drawing or writing, they'll last a lot longer than if you don't. Well, what we do is we take super glue and these highly volatile, volatile liquids, and we put them in glass jars and put the lid on them. So the air exchange is held to a minimum, and they last a lot longer. Kyle, any comments?
That's a great idea, Vince, as far as putting your super glue into a jar. That's a great idea. I just had a thought as far as, you know, folks, right now, you might be making good money, but, you know, if this supply chain continues to collapse, having to spend $300, $400, $500, $600, $700 on a busted windshield or to look through a busted up windshield, this little $3 or $4 tip that Vince just gave you might mean the difference between you having a wreck and causing you or your family serious harm, or not being able to drive at all because the thing is so badly cracked and you can't afford it. So that's why we share these kind of tips, and that was really good, Vince.
Okay, and they absolutely work. So this is the kind of thing that costs $75 at the auto glass place to repair those kinds of those chips, and you can do it for a little over $3 for a bunch of them. I mean, all your vehicles, and that's what you should do. If you have 2, 3, 4 vehicles in the family on a weekend when they're all home, wash the windshields and do them all on an assembly line. It'll take you an hour to do them all. An hour. And I think you're going to save an enormous amount of money. Don't breathe this. Do it outside. Do it outside. Do it outside. Okay. Next lesson. 269. Young drivers. Okay. Young drivers, we talked about this before. Young drivers seem to have accidents, and just about all of them who start driving at 17 years old have an accident, you know, within a year or two. Almost all of them. Kyle's family didn't, ours didn't, because of the training that they got way before they were 17. Way before. Okay. Young drivers, one of the worst things that you can do is allow your young driver to be in a car with another young driver or young person. They see shiny things, they get all excited, and they yell, and they're on their phone, and they're not paying attention, and they are a distraction. Our rule in our family was, no one other than family will be a passenger with a young driver behind the wheel of our vehicle. No one besides family will be in the vehicle operated by one of our children who was a young driver at the time. No one other than family. No one other than family. No one other than family. Kyle, any comments?
Well, that's the way to keep it down, because I guarantee you that's that is such a distraction. I agree with you completely. You know, that their minds are just running like a bunch of, you know, hummingbirds back and forth and flitting around and not really seriously able to focus until they get a bit older. Depends on the person. I had one daughter that could focus and did focus. My oldest was just amazingly focused at a very young age. But she still didn't drive with any people other than family until she was probably right at 19.
Yeah.
And she was driving from the time she was about 15. So.
We'll be right back.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nanocolloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Kyle's with us. Kyle, to quickly answer your question about re-refining engine oil, yes, I have thought about it. And what we've done is we bought some steel 55-gallon drums, and we pour off every drop of crankcase oil that we remove from vehicles, tractors, trucks, cars, etc., and we store it in these 55-gallon drums. And what happens, and they are on pallets, and they gravity is settling the heavy particulates out of them as they set. And the next step is to, I plan to build a centrifuge and spin that oil at maybe 100,000 RPM and let centrifugal force remove the heavy particles and either use that oil as oil or use that oil as fuel. So that is the plan. We have every drop that we've, for the last going on 17 years now. So it's in many, many 55-gallon drums. And you can buy clean 55-gallon drums and wash them out. I buy food-grade plastic and metal drums with the 2-inch bungs. And so they're clean when we put the oil in them. So we put the dirty oil in clean barrels so that the gravity will settle out the heavy particulates, and then we can use it to lubricate chains and those kinds of things on the farm, you know, within a couple months of settling. But ultimately, the plan is to use it as either fuel or engine oil. And I wanted to mention one other thing about the windshield repairs. So when's the best time to fix those little cracks? Immediately. And the reason is, In the wintertime, when it gets cold, moisture gets in those little cracks. And you know water is the only substance on Earth that expands when it freezes and expands when it's heated. So what happens is the moisture can freeze in that little crack overnight in the vehicle, the vehicle's windshield, and crack the windshield. So a little chip can become a crack. And once it cracks, more moisture gets in, and the crack just keeps traveling and traveling. Pretty soon, replace the windshield. So all that can be stopped, in most cases, by fixing it immediately. Okay, cell phones. Lesson number 273. Cell phones. So what about young drivers and cell phones? Well, our daughter signed a contract with me when she used the family car. She didn't get her own car. She used Mom's a truck. And one of the things said that if she had a cell phone, it must be off and in the back seat. Off and in the back seat. Why off and not next to her? Because there's a temptation to use it and turn it back on. So it must be off and in the back seat. And she signed that agreement in writing with me. There's 21 items in this particular agreement that she agreed to use the family car. I mean, she didn't have to sign it. There was no duress. It's just that she couldn't use the family car if she didn't agree to these terms. That was one of them, including washing the windows inside and out. Any comments, Kyle?
Well, it goes right back to that taking responsibility, you know. You forced her to take responsibility for her actions. And in a sense, that's exactly what happens. People don't grow emotionally, mentally, or physically unless they are pushed most of the time. And children need to be trained. And the way you train them is to a degree, and I'm quote unquote this word, push them to achieve. And when they learn, because they don't know yet, they're not smart enough, as smart as you are, in the sense of having enough life experience to be able to make rational decisions to know how what the consequences are going to be, because they're just learning. So they have to be set, they have to be taught and put parameters on them until they can learn to see that these parameters are for their own good. So I think I'm extremely admirable.
Okay. Shoot, wait. we're going to enjoy some commercial announcements and some news at the bottom of the hour. And so lesson number 274, who's in charge? We're going to talk about who's in charge of the vehicle when we come back. Also, who pays for gas and bad colors at night? Bad colors at night. What the heck am I talking about? We'll be right back.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Center for Immigration Studies is reporting new data from the Census Bureau and the Bureau of Labor Statistics show that U.S. illegal immigration population in the United States has surged 10%, growing from 10.2 million to 11.6 million under the leadership of President Biden. Four people were killed in Tulsa, Oklahoma, Wednesday after a gunman who was later found dead opened fire at the Natalie Medical Building on the campus of St. Francis Hospital. Tulsa Police Deputy Chief Eric Douglas.
We have four civilians that are dead. We have one shooter that is dead. And right now, we believe that is self-inflicted.
After more than two decades as a Silicon Valley power player, Sheryl Sandberg, chief operating officer at Meta, also known as Facebook, is stepping down. USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Shock and sadness filled social media as the news of Marion Barber's death spread Wednesday evening. The former Dallas Cowboys running back would have been 39 on June 10th. He was found north of Dallas in Frisco, Texas, at his apartment. Police were sent there on a welfare check. The investigation into his death continues. A hot air balloon crashed in Burlington, Wisconsin, Wednesday, hitting a train, according to officials and witnesses. A photo from a witness showed the balloon missing its basket, tangled in power lines. Two people were airlifted by Flight for Life to local hospitals. The billions of dollars and massive amounts of weaponry President Biden has promised to President Zelensky of Ukraine in his fight against the Russians is leading to a situation that draws parallels to Vietnam. Representative Tim Burchett on Newsmax.
It's just beyond me that this amount of money that we don't even have, which we're borrowing from the Chinese, which they all intelligence tells us that's where our next conflicts are going to be involving. So it raises a lot of questions, and this reminds me of very parallels to Vietnam, if you remember our short history there. I mean, our short memory of that. We sent money. They stole some of it. We sent some armament in there. They couldn't handle it. We sent advisors in, and then we sent troops in, and then they sent body bags home of American soldiers. And I just this further inclement towards war, to me, is a very, very serious issue.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
It's gonna be sliding.
Sign up for Twitter today. Talk.
Watch it.
Thank God you're. Take my.
When you go to the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAprepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
You know, we're trying to find a balance between fleshing out the details and giving you a lot of information quickly. So, all right, lesson number 274, who's in charge? Whoever's driving the car. So, for example, the driver of the vehicle, the operator of the vehicle, is in control of the acceleration, the speed, the braking, the turning, the signals, the headlights, all of that. So when somebody, you know, a passenger, you know, a distraction like that, that is not to be tolerated by the driver. That's the problem with young people driving cars with young people that are not family members in the vehicle. All right? So the driver says, knock it off. or hoof it, meaning walk. The driver's in charge. The driver's in charge of whether the radio is on or not. Young people, no radio. No radio, no cell phone, no music. No, absolutely no headphones. None. Who's in charge? The person behind the wheel, Kyle.
Oh, I completely agree. You know, I've told my kids many times, as well as even when they're riding with me, I said, unless you see something that is going, that is like an imminent wreck, don't yell at me. Because even an experienced driver like myself, and I've put probably a million miles on the road and drove over the road trucks and things like that as well. In horrible traffic conditions, I guarantee you, if somebody screams, especially my wife, or if a child screams or something like that, I'm distracted for probably a good second, you know, and that can be devastating. So I've told them right from the get-go, unless it's imminent, unless a wreck is imminent and you see something that I completely don't see, don't you dare say anything as far as, you know, driving's concerned. That we talk, but you know what I mean.
Absolutely. You're talking about do not startle the driver. Don't do it.
Right.
We can all end up graveyard dead, as one cop put it. All right, so next lesson. 280, lesson number 280. Bad colors. Bad colors. What are bad colors? Well, at night, black's not such a good color. Even during the day, black's not such a good color. I'm talking about exterior of the cars, right? Vehicles, trucks, cars. People seem to like black. I'm not sure why, but that is a color that would be my last choice for a vehicle for many reasons. One is, in the wintertime, you forget how hot black is in the summer. It is extremely hard for an air conditioning unit to cool down a black car or truck. All right, so the worst colors for vehicles are black, gray, because gray blends in with some roads and surroundings. Silver blends in with the roads and surroundings. Blue, dark blue. Dark blue is really bad at night because it's hard to see it at night. Red, believe it or not, red is a terrible color for a vehicle at night. Now, during the day, you know, bright red is okay. But not at night. Green, dark green at night, same thing, not so good. And tan, during the day, tan is not a good color because it blends in with some roads are tan in color, some roads are, you know, light gray in color, some roads are black in color, you know, when they're brand new, some roads are concrete. Tan and silver and gray blend in with those road colors. All right, now, and surroundings. Now, what are the best colors? White, yellow, orange, and lime green. Now, if you think about it, what color are road signs? You know, the small ones. They're white. Or they're yellow. Right? With black lettering. Orange, what color are the warnings, the cones, the traffic cones? What color are the vests of the people who operate, you know, equipment on the roads and work on the roads while you're passing by? Right? Orange, right? Or lime green. So the best colors are white. Exterior colors, white, yellow, orange, lime green. Kyle, any comments?
Well, the only caveat to that is I can't stand those other colors, but white also in the wintertime up here, I have seen white cars, and I own two of them, white cars, and I agree with you. I like white, but up here when everything is white from the snow, if you don't have your headlights on, they can be sometimes, especially at dusk or early in the morning, they can be hard to see. You know, they can be coming right down the road and blend in with the side of the road because everything's white. So it's just a matter more of anything, I think, being aware of everything. But I agree with you. I don't like black either at all. And the only darker colored, I have a dark green truck just because I love that dark green. And then the only other truck I have is a dark gray, but that's my plow truck and it never sees the highway. But anyway, Go ahead.
Okay. Well, lesson number 298, headlights on all the time, you know, while the vehicle's in operation, headlights on all the time. Now, some vehicles have automatic headlights, so the manufacturers don't think we're smart enough to know when to turn the headlights on. But it's required that all the operators of all the vehicles that we have here at the farm, headlights on all the time, daylight, rain, night, all the time. All the time until you're done using the vehicle and you're done, you shut the ignition switch off and headlights, turn them off too if it's a separate switch. Okay, and even the tractors, when we go down the road, dirt road with our tractors, lights on during the day. I'm talking about 12,000 pound tractors that are bigger than cars, three times the weight of cars. We still have the headlights on because there are stupid people that don't seem to be able to see them. Even though some of our tractors are lime green. Believe it or not. We have, you know, we're on the road. We have a short 1 mile trip from a field that we hay for a neighbor. And we take the tractor down there, headlights on. People still, and it's curves, double yellow line, no passing. People still can't wait 1 mile. So they try to pass us on the right. They try to pass us on curves. They try to, and it's all double yellow. It's nuts. So we actually take a caravan with a vehicle following to make sure with flashers on to make sure that for this 1 mile, people don't pass us on the right and cause a multiple vehicle collision with us because they can't wait. Headlights on. Okay, next lesson. Spare keys, number 282, lesson 282, in family use of the car. Do you have spare keys? If you don't, if you only have one key, time to get another key is real fast, real soon. Because you can easily, if it's just a single cut key or a double cut key, the old fashioned kind, like Fords and Chevys and Chryslers used to use and American Motors, it's $2 for a key if you have the key. If you don't have the key, then a locksmith is usually required, or changing the locks, which is a laborious and parts-intensive repair. I mean, you can get a lock cylinder for maybe $20 or less, $10 to $20, but sometimes you have to take the steering column apart. It's a big problem. So get the key now before you lose it and don't have one to make a copy from. Kyle?
I completely agree. And a lot of times, you know, you can get them, you can, if you have a chipped key, of course, they're a lot more expensive, you know, to be able to start your car. But I have at least three sets of keys for every vehicle I own, at least three. And some of them that require a chip, I have an extra. But also, sometimes if you think about it, what happens is the door locks get hit or something along that line and you don't have a spare key, but sometimes you can get a cheap key that does not have the chip in it just to be able to open the door. And if you carry that on you or you have a hide a key somewhere that only you can figure out where it is, that kind of thing is, you know, might cost you a couple bucks. But it'd save you $35 or $40 for a locksmith coming out there and a service call to undo your door.
$35 or $40 would probably be really cheap. Around here, it's over $100.
Yeah. Wow.
Oh, yeah. Well, next is spare key fob batteries. You know, they're little button batteries, the size of a nickel. There are 10 of them for around $4 on eBay. Make sure you get a name brand, you know, like Maxell or Sony or Panasonic, and make sure they're genuine. And, you know, for 40 cents a piece, what a great way to go. They're going to fail. They're going to fail, and without those key fob batteries, you're not going to be able to start your car in most instances if you have that type of a key. Cleaning plastic. Okay. So this is something that I've learned. I've never read it anywhere, but I've experimented with it. So we have the same problem you all have. These relatively new cars last, let's say, 2000 model and newer. They have these acrylic lenses over the headlight bulbs. and they all oxidize and they all yellow and they all become more and more opaque. So the light coming from the bulb is reduced. Well, what do you do? Well, you can polish them and you can buy these kits. You can buy on eBay replacement lenses, and the ones from China are really good for about 9 months, and then they turn yellow. So the more you use your headlights, the faster they turn yellow. They don't have the additives in them that the original equipment lenses have. So you'll be really disappointed if you buy the ones on eBay that are not OEM, you know, original equipment manufacturer. So the Chinese ones are junk. So what do you do? Well, you can clean them. And what I found is I can take used oil, used engine oil. You can use new if you want. It's just we don't do it because we have used engine oil for all, lots of it. Take used engine oil, put on a paper towel, wipe it heavily on the lenses. Let it sit there for 15 minutes, and then scrub it off with some more oil. And for about a week, it will improve maybe 20% the translucence of those headlight lenses. Now, it's not going to be forever, but it's going to be way better than it was before you did that. That's the front headlight lenses, and it also improves the back lenses as well. But the back ones don't get as oxidized as the, you know, the red ones and the yellow ones on the back don't get as oxidized as the front headlight lenses. Kyle, any comments?
Yeah, I had at a garage sale, and oh boy, you know, it's funny how many of these things I find at garage sales, but I have found two or three of these turtle wax that come with a big ball, kind of a foam type of a ball with a bunch of little tiny edges on it, and it fits into a drill motor. And it comes with a polishing compound, and then it comes with a scrubbing compound. And I have used that, and I usually hit all of our headlights in the spring and in the fall. And they will usually last about 6 months, and you buff them out and then put this little protectant over the top of them. And I usually hit it with that 309 Armor All type fluid. It's like a heavy-duty Armor All for aircraft.
Behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Kyle's with us. Hey, Kyle, you know, last week your class set a record for attendance. I'm not kidding. One that was almost impossible to beat. It would be darn near impossible to beat last week's attendance in class. But you just beat it this week.
Well, Vince, you know, it's like I told you before, you know, I love doing broadcasts with you, and you and I are so similar in so many ways. It's just that you're more of a scientist, and I'm more of Attila the Hun. But together we do all right.
Well, Kyle, thank you for being with us and volunteering and spending time that you could be otherwise using for your family and preparing and so forth. I really appreciate it, and I know the class does. All right, so lesson number 320. Now, I'm kind of skipping around, okay? These are the lessons in the family use of the car. It's called inspecting the radiator. That means, you know, before you go on a long trip or once a week, raise the hood. Look under the hood, see if you see anything that doesn't appear right, anything that smells maybe sweet. That would be an antifreeze leak. Antifreeze smells sweet. So and I'm sure you've all smelled these smells in parking lots and in your own vehicles, but you raise the hood and inspect the radiator. Now, why do I say that? Because it's getting warmer. And what happens is bugs come out. And at 55, 60 miles an hour, you drive into them, they smash into the radiator, and they die. And they stay there. And they stay there because the air pushing against the radiator keeps them there. And so one bug, two, 50, 500, plus the dust and other debris in the air plugs up the radiator. Now, when that happens, and actually it's the first thing if you have air conditioning, and most vehicles do, the first thing that gets plugged up is the condenser for the air conditioning system. That's in front of the radiator. It has aluminum fins. And sometimes you have an intercooler for the turbocharger. So there's the intercooler, there's the condenser for the air conditioning unit, and then there's the radiator, and then there's the power steering cooler and the transmission cooler. So you have a whole bunch of coolers, one in front of the other, in front of the other, in front of the other. So the idea is you need airflow. And if the first one, that the farthest one toward the front, if that's plugged up, the rest of them aren't going to get sufficient airflow to cool the equipment, like the air conditioning system, like the engine, okay, like the transmission. So what you can do is easily with garden hose, hose it off. Now you want to hose it off so that you don't want to spray the entire engine. I mean, it's designed to be able to take it, but it's not a good idea. So what you do is you spray downward in the direction of the fins and loosen these bug carcasses so that they dislodge from the radiator or the condenser or the little cooling system for the transmission or power steering unit. Okay, hose them off. Now, not such great pressure that you bend the fins, but with enough pressure to dislodge them. And you'll probably find out that your vehicle won't overheat like the other ones that you see on the side of the road during these hot summer days. Now, what you can do, and what we do, is we'll take a Dawn dishwashing liquid, and we'll mix that, you know, maybe a tablespoon with a spray bottle of water, like a quart spray bottle, and we'll spray that. First, we'll wet the radiator. We'll spray it with water, moisten it, then spray it with detergent, dilute detergent, and then we'll hose it off. And what the detergent does is it reduces the surface tension of the debris on the radiator surface so you can easily rinse it off. Now, the best way to rinse it off, believe it or not, is the reverse direction. So if the bugs are flying from the grill toward the radiator, if you can have the water go from the where the fan is and make sure the key's out of the ignition, it's going to start the engine and cut your hand off, have the water flow from the nozzle on the hose, garden hose, outward toward the grill. Kyle, your comments.
I have two real quick. One, folks, stock up on Dawn dishwashing liquid because you can use it around the homestead for so many things it ain't even funny. The next thing is I have found that the brushes that they give you that you buy to scrape your windows in the wintertime and to brush the snow off, there's one particular type that has a very thin wooden strip with about a 8-inch brush at the end of it. That real thin wooden strip, many times, once you wet it down or even before you wet it down, you can sometimes get, on some of my vehicles, I can get that little wooden scraper brush down in between the car, the front of the car and the first radiator there, and you can brush back and forth very gently, back and forth, and the bug carcasses a lot of times will just fall out of there. Then if you spray it out, you get them all.
Yeah. Kyle, you believe that after two-hour classes, we still have 25% of the lessons to discuss remaining to be discussed in family use.
I'm surprised we got that far.
It's just family use of the car. Yeah, Kyle, thanks so much. I'll see you in a few weeks.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.